Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, folks, over on Radio for Your Mind. It is a fantastic day today down here at the beach. I want to also welcome everybody over here on our new TV broadcast. You know, it's exciting as we launch this. Jim and I first started launching these radio shows, first with live radio, and then we branched onto the Internet, and now we've added the live video stream. And it is just a great, great way to get a message out to people. Right now, I think they 65 different countries of folks that listen on a daily basis, and we have over 300 countries that now pick this up over on MLMHelpDesk.com because we put all the archives up there of ACES Radio, Radio for Your Mind, and Tommy Chenault's Saturday show, home-based business radio show. So it's phenomenal to see what's going on. Folks, let's jump right into it. We got a lot of stuff to cover today. This is part three of putting your dream to a test. I pulled this from John Maxwell's book. I just love John's writings, and we're getting ready. I'm excited. I talked to a good friend of mine yesterday, Orrin Woodward, who wrote Leadership Revolution, and we've got some brand-new training we're going to be studying at his coming up next. So it's going to be a great time going into 2010. But the reality question, are you depending on factors that are truly within your control? Your ability to achieve your dream all has to do with those factors. There's certain things that we don't control, and sometimes we get so wrapped up into those that we really don't see our dream taking place. Dreams are defined, dreams, I guess, by definition, are supposed to be a fantasy. They start out, they don't start with reality. I mean, let's be realistic. We're sitting there underneath a tree somewhere. We've seen it in movies where they're chewing on a piece of wheat and when you're fishing like Huck Finn, and you have all these dreams, you have all these aspirations. They're incredible. You dream of flying to the moon. You dream of being the president. You dream of being a fireman. Down here in Florida, you dream of being a boat captain and owning your own fleet. But yet, dreams have to be settled in reality. Because if we're out there just wishing on luck, if we're out there just hoping that we're going to get something, if we buy in to the myth that's there that says if you just believe it, you can achieve it. And I know that sounds funny because you guys know that I just love Napoleon Hill, but he's one of them that came up with that. Robert Schuller, another great guy that I enjoy. But let's be realistic. You can wish your life right into a grave. You can wish that you could accomplish all this great stuff. You could go out there today and just keep wishing and wishing and wishing. Wishing isn't going to get you nothing. Okay, if a frog had legs, they'd be able to, or if frogs didn't have legs, they wouldn't jump. So when you sit here and you look at something like this, you take the frog as an analogy. You put a frog in a pot of cold water, and you slowly turn up the heat. It gets a little hot. And they wish that they could jump out because it's uncomfortable. But you know what? They'll stay there the whole time and just cook. Well, guess what? Sometimes that's how a dream is. A dream will just sit there and be in the pot, and it just starts out as a cold dream, and it's a fantasy, and it's all exciting, but it never goes anywhere. It just kind of bubbles. The water gets a little warm around it, and the next thing you know, you drown. You drowned in wishing. It's a wishing well. And you sat there and you kept saying, but I believe, but I believe, I believe. But you know what? It doesn't happen that way, folks. It's going to take a plan, first of all. And second of all, there's just things that you can't do, period, plain and simple. And we'll use American Idol as an example. Most everybody in America knows what that show's about. They bring the best contestants and the worst contestants out there. They go around the country looking for these folks. People that have a passion, people that have a dream, people that think they can sing. But yet, when they get on stage, they are the worst. They can't hold a note. They're all over the place. They have no personality. It makes you wonder where their friends were because they just drove themselves right off a cliff because nobody was there, and they weren't realistic enough to realize you just can't sing. See, you can't accomplish everything that you want. If you're a 3.5-foot small person, you are not going to play professional basketball no matter how bad you want to play it. There are some things that we cannot achieve even though we believe. We can't make our legs grow any better. We can't become a faster runner. We can't go out and hit 1,000. There's just some things that won't happen. I believe it just it causes more people frustration and causes more people not to achieve their dreams than it helps people. And as we go through this today, because you know, in 30 minutes you can't get it all, and that's why I tell you all go buy the book. But you're gonna get enough to understand that you have to be realistic. See, if you have doubts about what I'm saying, and you're one of those people that bought into that false promise of a believe it and achieve it, I want you to know I've been there myself. But at the same time, there's another side to that coin. If you're one of these people that have been told all your life you're worthless, you're never going to accomplish anything, you know, you shouldn't even be on this earth, I want you to know that that's not realistic either. Everybody was placed on this earth for a purpose. Everybody has a mission to accomplish. Everybody has a dream they can fulfill if you put it to use, if you do it right. I've seen it over and over. And I believe without a shadow of a doubt that when you believe in a dream, that's the start. When desperately wanting it, that starts to drive the passion. When it's lined up and it's with your mission and you're getting more and more excited about it, that's the start. That's the passion. That's the fuel. But there's one thing that you have to do. You have to make sure that your actions, that your abilities, that your talents line up with that dream. And if you don't have certain talents or you don't have certain things that you can use to go there, then you got to surround yourself with a team to help you get there. See, if you're just depending on luck, sadly to say, that's not going to do it for you. Every successful business person, male or female, that I've ever met had nothing to do with luck. It had to do with the passion, the drive, and the dedication they had to their dream, but it also took a plan of action. It took them looking at themselves and figuring out what it is that they needed to change. See, once you do that, then you can crank. But if your dream depends on a lot of luck and you're just going for it blindly, you're in a lot of trouble. Because if you just depend on luck, you might as well go to Disneyland or somewhere, because that's about as much success as you're going to see. Just going around on a merry-go-round. That's it. And then that's why I don't want to see it happen. So ask yourself this question. It's a reality question. Am I depending on factors within my control to achieve my dream? It's not hard, but you got to realize that in this case, dreaming and reality go together. I was on the phone with the CEO of a network marketing company yesterday out of South Florida, and we had a great talk, and his company, he was actually partners with somebody, and they're getting ready to change, and one partner is going in one direction, the other partner is going in another direction. There'll be two different companies that are formed out of it. But he said, Troy, the problem that I saw was I had all these people coming into the company on dreams. They were buying into the dream. They were getting excited about the dream, but then nobody was realistic enough to realize you need to know what you're doing. They thought that all they had to do was throw them into customer service or put them on the phone with somebody from corporate. Doesn't work that way. You have to be a student of your business. This is one of the things I love about Kevin Thompson, because he's got such a realistic approach to network marketing. There's so many people that jump into network marketing, both from a company standpoint and a distributor standpoint, that just want to sell a dream. They want to make this fast cash. They don't care about everything else. And then the next thing you know, it rips not just the company apart, but distributors apart. So you got to have some realism. Listen to what fantasizers do. Fantasizers depend on luck. Dream builders rely on discipline. Fantasizers focus on the destination. Dream builders focus on the journey. This John just puts some stuff in perspective sometimes. Fantasizers cultivate unhealthy expectations. Kind of sounds like a politician on a campaign trail, doesn't it? Dream builders cultivate healthy discontent. You're not satisfied. You don't want the mundane. You think outside the box. Fantasizers minimize the value of work. Dream builders maximize the work that they do. Fantasizers look for excuses. Dream builders lead by action. Fantasizers create inertia. Dream builders create momentum. Fantasizers breed isolation. Dream builders promote teamwork. Fantasizers wait. Dream builders initiate. I just love that. Fantasizers avoid personal risk. Dream builders embrace risk as necessity. Not luck, risk, calculated risk. Fantasizers make others responsible. I hate this when I hear a CEO of a company or a leader say it's my downline's fault, it's the field's fault. Those are fantasizers. Dream builders make themselves responsible. The buck stops with me, plain and simple. You know, we do this all the time over at MLM Help Desk. We'll make a mistake and we got to correct an error or facts will change because companies change, and we promote that. Yesterday, I have a good friend that I'm just now getting acquainted with that is with a company that I had blogged on, Effusion. And he said, Troy, I appreciate where your stance is. I'm taking an opposite view because I'm a distributor. My only request for you is that you would move it out of MLM scam since this court has not had a final disposition. He made a great point. We made that move. See, that's what dream builders are out there to build teamwork. They're out there to build with people. You don't have to always agree. It's healthy not to agree. That's what I love about this. Successful people in the long run do not leave anything to chance. They don't roll the dice. They focus on what they can do, and they do it. Art Williams used to say, just do it and do it and do it. Because when you do, you will achieve what you're out there to do. See, the journey, and folks, this is realism for you. I want you to understand, this is going to be down and dirty. This is just raw. But this is what dream building is all about. So if you're, when you listen to what I say here, if you're ready to go that next step, then you're going to get excited because this is the key. The journey will take longer than you ever hoped for. The obstacles will be more enormous than you ever believed possible. The disappointments will be greater than you've probably ever expected. The lows will be lower than anything you can imagine. The price is going to be higher than anything you anticipated. But if you're willing to accept those challenges right there, then I can guarantee you, you will have a dream and you will go on a destination and people will go with you. And at the end of it all, through all the headaches, all the torments, all the trials, all the tribulations, all the ups and downs, it will be well worth the struggle that you go through. Because even with everything working against you, even when everything looks its bleakest, if you're working with factors that are within your power and you're relying on a realistic approach, then you will be truly amazed at the success at reaching not just one dream, but helping other people reach their dreams, because that's truly what it's about. And I think once you put the reality and the dream building together, you find out that you actually have something worth achieving. You're no longer hoping for luck. You're no longer sitting there on the banks of a beach or a creek fishing. You're out there changing the world. And all of a sudden your dream becomes realistic to other people also. It's not saying that you're not thinking outside the box. It's not about that you're not thinking in big ways. It's just all of a sudden the that you're doing something, the fact that your actions, your purpose all line up, now you start to feel it. Because, see, the more unrealistic your dream is, the more you're tempted to pick that you can't control. I mean, it just won't happen. You know, I see all these kids, these great kids every weekend playing football. And they're awesome, and they play, and they think, man, I can be in the NFL. Because they have a little bit of talent. They're good at a certain level. And usually they can take and utilize that, and they go into the NFL if they're drafted, and they do some stuff, but not everybody becomes a household name. Not everybody can make it. I've got a friend of mine that actually was in a youth group here in Destin, one of the best quarterbacks that came out of Florida, went to play in the NFL along with his coach. Neither one of them were cut out for an NFL level. He played several years. His coach coached for several years. But there's what it did. It allowed him to reap a very nice financial gain that he turned around and put in the bank, and now is in full-time ministry helping underprivileged children who have nowhere to go. But he had to realize that where his strength was and where his passion was wasn't football. Football was the vehicle. His true passion lied in serving others, in helping people, and seeing who he could find that they could get into college, that maybe they could play football someday. So you got to make sure that your dream is straight up, that your dream's on level. And to achieve your dream, you don't need to only rely on hard work. That it isn't just about the work. You also have to make sure that you're playing to your strengths. And folks, this is important. Jimmy and I were talking the other day because he said, "Troy, I don't have a face for TV, but I got a face for radio." Actually, not too bad on TV. I've seen him on his videos. But the more we started thinking about that, the more I started thinking, you know, I remember that little gal from Great Britain who people laughed at because she had this plain-looking dress on, and people laughed at because she was a little dumpy-looking, and people laughed at her because she was older. But then she opened her mouth, and she sung. And not just mesmerized the judges, but mesmerized the world, and her video became one of the most watched YouTube videos of all time. See, when you start looking at things like that, you start to realize when you play on your strengths, it's not about outward appearance. It's about that inward dedication. It's about that inward strength. And there's two kinds of talent that you have, God-given talent and man-made talent. And I can guarantee you, man-made talent is important, but it's going to take a lot harder work to get there than if you were just to hone those God-given talents that they gave you. See, a lot of people that I'll talk to will say, "Troy, how long does it take you to shoot a video?" I say, "Man, it doesn't take me any time at all. I try to keep my videos under 10 minutes. I usually shoot 3 minutes up front to see if I've got my tonality and my feel right, and then I just shoot." And they say, "Well, how long does it take you to write the script?" I said, I don't write scripts. I do everything right off the cuff. I'll make some notes if we're doing something on a company, but everything else is right off the cuff. There's no premise to this. I don't have some kind of screen that I'm going by. I don't have a speech writer or anything like that. I do it right off the cuff. See, that just blows people's minds. This is a natural God-given talent he's given me. I love to communicate with people. I love to help people. I love to add nuggets of wisdom that I have gained over the years from coaches that have come into my life that I can pass on. Some people get scared to death. They won't do radio, let alone TV. They won't get in front of a room and talk. One of my biggest rewards will be someday whenever I can be, I mean, this is a fantasy. I'm not even working towards this dream. But to stand in front of 15,000 leaders at Catalyst and share, that would be awesome. That does not bother me whatsoever. Some people would get so, they wouldn't know what to say. But that's where my dreams are based on my reality of where my strengths are, folks, and that's the key. So let's look at some things. Here, this is important. Write these down. I want you to get out a pen and paper, listen to the archives. This is where it's going to take you to the heights, okay? Number one, building on your strengths activates the law of least effort. Now, this is going to blow some people away. Building your dreams, like I said a minute ago, doesn't have anything to do with just hard work. Never has, never will. When you build on your strengths, the activity of using those strengths will come more easily to you. Here's what happens with the law of least effort. It's about finding what your true purpose is and where your true area of excellence lies and putting the two of them together. And when you use the law of least effort and you follow it, all of a sudden you're doing stuff that comes natural to you. You're not having to go out there and learn something new. You're not out there having to struggle to make it happen. Everything's moving. When it comes to what comes easy to me may be harder to you, but when you've got a weakness and there's a strength and you can find team members and put it together, sky's the limit. I'm pretty technical, but I don't know all the technical stuff here on all these radio shows and the TV show and all this stuff that we're doing, but I'm learning through it. It comes a little struggle, a little harder for me than it does other people, but I'm getting it. But see, I'm going to find somebody around me like Johnny Hansis that knows this techie stuff inside out. Man, he'll just fly through this. We'll be flowing in 2010. See, you surround yourself. Because here's what I always ask people. There's two kinds. Well, we said this a minute ago. There's two kinds of talents, the man-made and the God-given. Wouldn't it be a lot easier to go with your God-given talents to be able to figure out where your strengths are and move forward than it is trying to learn something all over again? There was a show in the old days that came out. It was about a young teenage girl who was a beautiful ballet dancer, not dancer, ice skater. And then there was this guy that was wonderful at hockey, but he ended up getting a head injury. And the coach said, you know, it'd be great if we could put the two of these together. Well, he was used to skating on these thick blades. She was used to skating on thin blades. All through the movie, they had this natural talent of being able to skate, but they had to learn some stuff back and forth with each other. By the end of the show, they were a perfect couple, both personally and on the ice. But it took time. It took effort. But they both had a God-given talent, and they were able to merge that together, even though they both learned how to skate differently. Folks, you want to be able to do that. You want to take a little bit of your natural gifting, and you just want to run with it, because that's where your actual purpose will lie. I believe that. Number two, building on your strengths enables consistently good results. Man, I'm telling you, dreams don't come true because a person does something well one time. I get so pissed off when I hear people, yeah, I'm great in network marketing. I built an organization back in 1865. I say, great, man, what'd you do the last 30 years? Well, we've just been retired. Now we're coming out of retirement, and we're looking for a top dog position. It doesn't work that way, folks. The true leaders in network marketing build it and build it and build it. Now, they may only build it one time, but that organization is still growing today. Then there's some, like my good friend and my personal coach and mentor, Coleman Orr, who passed away a couple years ago, who didn't build it one time, but he built it. He was the youngest diamond in the history of Amway. And he left there and he built a franchise organization. He sold that and went into a new network marketing company, and he was the first person to make six figures a year, and he never did anything but recruit people. Now, his people were marketing. They were market people. He was a sales leader. He wanted to recruit people in. They marketed the services, and everybody made money. Then he went out and he launched a new company. Then the good Lord took him home. Every decade, he was doing something new. Every decade, he was stretching himself. He would spend hours with me just chatting and mentoring and talking to me on how to build it and build it right. Build it to last. There's Dexter Yeager over at Amway who's built it, and it's still being built. There's Sherman Unkerford over at Zango that built three different companies, and he's building it again. Then there's the guys at Yoli that are doing it. There's Bill Angioli that built a candle company, and now he's over here leading a brand-new cutting-edge DNA cell research network marketing company. It's amazing. These are people that continue to build and continue to build and continue to build. Mary Kay Ash, God rest her soul, built her business, took the company public, didn't like how it was being run, and bought it back and built it again. Amazing. Her legacy lives on. Folks, that's what it is. You consistent. When you build on your strengths, you build with consistency. It's not a daydream anymore. It's moving. See, you cannot achieve success without consistency. You have to continue to grow. To achieve that, you got to work with your strengths. Listen, dream building is nothing more than following through on your actions. And our actions are nothing more than habits. If you look at how you got up today, what you've been doing, how your day starts, that's how you determine the rest of the day, what you do. If you sit around doing nothing but watching TV, watching football games, stuff, you're not going to make it. You know, y'all know my background as a Christian. A lot of times I'll be talking in men's groups or teenage boys groups, and they'll say, well, is it really wrong to just go to the bar and go drinking? Is it really wrong to go to a strip club and just sit there if you're not touching and you're not doing anything? And people truly get amazed, because my answer is always the same. I don't care if it's gambling. I don't care if it's drinking. I don't care if it's going to a club and watching women dance. If those three activities alone, if you just take those three activities, if they're not helping you build on your purpose in life and building your dream, then you're stealing not only from yourself but from God. You're stealing from your family, not because you're wasting money, but because you're wasting time. Time is the one thing you cannot replace. Do we all need to have relaxation? Absolutely. But what we're seeing is more and more people are wanting to relax, more and more people are overeating, more and more people are coming obese, and less dreams are being accomplished. You can't let that happen. Number three, build on your strengths will give you the highest return. Starting out, and this is bad in network marketing, people want to run around and say, well, I'm in it for the money. If you're in something for the money and that's your motivator, you're not going to succeed like somebody else will. You'll be a flash in the pan. I've seen that over all my life. But listen, starting out to make money is the greatest mistake a person can make in their life. See, do what you feel. Well, I don't even know if I want to put it that way. Yeah, I do. Doing what you feel that you can do with purpose, that you can do with your talents. And that is going to help you move forward. Because here's what happens. Every successful person that I've ever read about in history, currently or past, never started out to make money. Bill Gates didn't do it. Oprah Winfrey didn't do it. Steve Jobs didn't do it. Michael Dell didn't do it. Sam Walton, who I knew personally, didn't do it. None of these people started out making money. They figured out a way that they wanted to go change somebody's life. Successful people always put their time, energy, and resources into their strengths because they know that they will receive the highest rate of return from that. That is truly the key to this, folks. When you don't do that, you don't make it. I mean, it's sad to say, but you just don't make it. So I want you to ask yourself some questions. I think these are important. Write these down. This is a homework project for today. What is your dream? If you've not already written it out like we talked about on the first, you need to go back and listen to the archives or watch the program. But what is your dream? See, that's the key. Number two, what's my starting point? Today's your starting point. Where are you at? Define where you're at now. And define where you want to go. That's just going to be the way it is. That's the only way to make this happen right. Number three, what are my strengths and weaknesses? Now, folks, I don't want you to focus on your weakness. I want you to focus on your strengths, but you've got to know, describe your top 3 to 5 abilities. Write them down. What's your best talent? That's what you're going for. Any dream that you desire to reach has to be built upon these strengths. Okay? Now, write down what your weaknesses are, because what you're going to want to do is surround yourself with people who have those as strengths. That's how you're going to build this thing and build it right. You know, it's one of those things that we hear people all the time saying, well, you know, he's weak in this area, he's weak in this area. We don't care about weakness. That's why every sports has a person that's strong in each position, because somebody else is weak in that position. Can you play more than one position? Sure. But focus on your strengths. That's going to get you where you want to go. Number four, what's my current positive and negative habits? You have to know what those are. Make a column, 3 of them. In the first column, write down what your current habits are and how they appear to contribute positively to your dream. In the second column, I want you to write down all the current habits that you think are undermining the process, undermining your dream. And in the third column, write down new habits that you need to accomplish in order to fulfill your dream. See, this is the key. If you write it down, if you can review it, if you can look at it, you're building a plan of action. Tony Robbins says you have to have a massive plan of action if you're going to succeed at anything in life. It's that imperative that you do this. Number five, how long must I practice these habits to reach my full potential? Let me say that one again. How long must I practice these habits to reach my full potential? I want you to estimate how much work it'll make for you to be able to develop into the person that can conceive and achieve their dream. That's the important part here. You have to make the changes. If you don't make the changes, if you don't become a different person, if you're not growing personally, then it won't work. We are creatures of habits. You have to change your habits in order to get out of the pattern that you're in and be able to push through all the obstacles and move to the next level. It's that important. If you're used to going home from work, sitting around, popping a top, watching TV, stop it. You got to do self-improvement. You got to be looking at where you can change. You got to go after the dream. Folks, we have so much fun passing on this information. Tomorrow, this is fun. The passion question. Does my dream compel me to follow it? All this lines up together. All this is going to be, every bit of it goes back to putting your dream to the test. And like I said the other day, there's a companion book that goes with John's that I suggest you get, My Dream Map. And what this says is an interactive companion to putting your dream to the test. Folks, all it is, look at this, for you on TV and for you that don't know, it's just a journal. It's got stuff from each chapter to help you remember what it is you're doing and where you're going. I suggest you get it for somebody for Christmas, if not yourself. Folks, have a fantastic day. Put this stuff to the test. Go out there and see if what I'm telling you doesn't work. Live life like it's an epic adventure. Go out there and have a blast today. We'll see you tomorrow on Radio for Your Mind and over here at Troy's Morning Coffee Reflection.
So first with live radio, and then we branched out to the internet, and now we've added the live video stream, and it is just a great.
Those are the two problems, and the Nelson Amendment is designed to remove that government authorization for government funding, but it also specifically.